Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
So at this point in time, I just want to reflect on some things that I observed and learned as I watched people celebrate and follow the Springboks through this Rugby World Cup journey. For those who may not know, the South African rugby team, the Springboks, brought home the World Cup, the Rugby World Cup, for a record fourth time just a little while ago. So it was a whole thing. The whole country was united. The whole country was so excited about, in fact, I'd even go so far as to say the continent was excited about this. So they had a whole lot of support. But there's something that I noticed. And like I said, as I was introducing this earlier on, some of these we touched on in a conversation a few months ago with Pastor Dale Nandora, talking about the fervency of sports fans. So I'm going to start with the very obvious ones, and these are the ones that we covered. We talked about the importance of uniform. Okay, so wherever you went, you saw the green and gold. Even my kids at their school, in support of the Springboks, had to wear green. Well, didn't have to, but they were allowed to wear the green and gold shirt on Fridays in support of the national team. And there's something to be said about that uniform. For me, the lesson there would be that I shouldn't have to struggle to understand who your favorite team is, right? Just from looking at you, just from looking at what you're wearing, looking at your colors, I can deduce that you are a Springbok fan, right? And in the same way, as Christians, there has to be something that stands out about us. We've been called out to be peculiar, to stand out, to be different. And we should be doing that even physically. I feel like we've kind of started using God knows my heart as an excuse and as a cover. But it shouldn't just be God who knows your heart. Everyone should be able to tell by your exterior who is in control on the interior. Everyone should be able, just by looking at you, to assume that, oh yeah, that's a Christian. I might even venture as far as to say they should be able to say that's a Seventh-day Adventist. If you're proud of it, if you're proud of what you believe in, if you truly believe in what you believe and you're proud of it, there is no reason why anyone should wonder and be, you know, it shouldn't be a mystery. Think about the woman at the well after she met Jesus and he told her about her whole life. He told her her whole life. And what did she do? She went running to the very people that she was trying to avoid. Her being at the well at that time of day was literally to avoid the people that she eventually ended up going to in the first place, going to in the end, to tell them about Jesus. To tell them that she met a man who completely changed her life and he knew exactly who she was. So I feel like that's the kind of response that we're supposed to be having to our relationship with Jesus, that once Jesus has come into my heart, once I've accepted the Holy Spirit and his leading, it shouldn't be a secret what he's doing in my life. You should be able to tell just by looking at me that, oh yeah, that's a child of God right there. By the way that I carry myself, by the way that I speak, the kind of jokes that I tell or laugh at, the kind of conversations that I engage in, all of those things should be able to point to who my allegiance is to. My allegiance is to God, and therefore I will not do anything that will bring shame or dishonor to his name. You will not see me eat or drink or wear or say anything that will bring disrepute to the name of God. At least that's the way it should be. If you see how seriously people take the shirts that they wear, sports fans, how seriously they take those shirts that they wear, it's like a big deal. There's pride in it. You must know that I support this team. And they'll do it even when their team is doing poorly. Like, I don't care. This is the team that I support. And you will see me rep my team. No matter how badly they're doing, I will continue to rep my team. In fact, even if it's so bad, if things are so bad that I don't even want to wear the jersey anymore, but you will not catch me wearing the jersey of another team. Right? So these are just some things that I've observed from sports fans. Now, this part of the conversation, I was now just cutting across rugby, soccer, you know, all the sports, because that's the kind of That's the kind of home I'm living in currently. So, my husband loves all kinds of sports. So whatever team it is, in whether it's in basketball or it's soccer or American football or rugby, cricket, whatever it is, there's this allegiance to the team that truly, for those of us who are just observers, sometimes doesn't even make sense. But I believe that that's the kind of loyalty that we should be showing to our God as well. Also, people come together. Like I said, there was this energy in the air from, I would say, probably from about the time of the quarterfinals, and it got stronger and stronger once South Africa got into the semifinals and then the finals. The energy was electric in the air, and everyone was your friend. Everyone was your friend. And that is what our Christian family should be like. It should be the kind of thing where we recognize each other from a mile away, and we're just like, yeah, that's my brother, that's my sister, and have that kind of energy pull towards each other, to be there for each other. Complete strangers, but see each other as brothers and sisters. And that was the energy that we saw in the country during the last few days leading up to the final. Anyone wearing that green and gold jersey was your brother, was your sister, and we were all, you know, in one accord supporting the Springboks. And when you think about that in terms of Christianity, are we able to be like that with one another? Are we able to come together as Christians and say, we serve one God, man. We serve one God. We love one God. Why can't we come together? Why can't we love one another? Why can't we be there for each other? Like, let's move past some of the differences that we have in certain parts of our doctrines and our beliefs. And for one moment, without trying to convert each other or trying to convince each other that, no, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, I've got the correct beliefs. No, I've got the spirit of prophecy. Can we move past that in some situations, in some settings? Can we just have a regular relationship and allow the Holy Spirit to convince and to convict those who need it, including ourselves, without trying to force our beliefs down anyone's throats? Let's take it back to rugby, right? So there's so many different teams within South Africa, many different rugby teams in the country, and people support those different teams. But during this time, it's all about the national team. So we might support different teams within the country, but right now we're all supporting the Springboks. And that's what I mean when I say there are times when we need to come together as the body of Christ, as a family of believers. If we are God's children, at some point, there are some situations where we just need to pull together and be there for each other. Beyond our differences, and when I say beyond our differences, I'm not trying to trivialize what those differences are. Many of these are very fundamental to our beliefs. Some of these are deal breakers. So I understand how serious that can be, but that should not stand in the way of love. That should not stand in the way of one of unity as a family. All right, so that's another lesson. Now, here's a difficult one. In any sport, there are certain rules of engagement. There are ways that a team will earn a team will earn points. I beg your pardon. So in soccer, for example, the ball has to go in the net, into the goalpost. In basketball, it has to go through the thing. You get what I mean. You know what I'm trying to say. In rugby, you have to score a try, and then the ball has to go through the thingies and all of that. So there are certain ways that you will earn points. There's no way around it. There's no back door. There's no sideways. The ball has to go a certain place, and then you earn a point. There's this precision. I find that as Christians, as the years have gone by, we've become very lax in the things of God. And I find it interesting that we can be so precise in terms of what is expected in a sport. We can be so precise. that, for example, in soccer, if the ball doesn't hit the ground on the other side of that line, it's not like if it hits the goal, if it hits the bar, the goal post, and then bounces back without touching the ground on the inside, it's not a goal. We're so precise about that it's close, but it's not a goal. It's really close. You almost got it, but it's not a goal. It's not even half a goal. So in the same way, I believe that if a sport can be so precise, what more God? He has given us his 10 commandments, and there's only 10, just 10 things that he requires of us. And when you round them down, there are actually 2, because he says it's love for God and love for your fellow man. But somehow we think that these strict rules apply only in sports. But when it comes to Christianity, do what you can. Just do your best. Do your best. I'll tell you what, God doesn't force his will and his desire down your throat. But just know that whatever decisions you make with that attitude, with that lax attitude, those decisions come with their own consequences. So you can choose your actions, but you don't get to choose the consequences. The consequences come as they are, and it's just going to have to be what it is. So watch out for that. And I thought that was something that the Holy Spirit whispered to me, that, you know, there's this, because rugby, I've never followed rugby. It's only now during the World Cup, and I was trying to understand, didn't get most of the rules, didn't get what was happening. Just take cues from the people around you. Okay, this is a good thing. Okay, yay. But there's so much that I didn't get, but I did come to understand, just like the other maybe simpler sports that are easier to understand, that there's a certain way that you earn points and there's no other way. You can't go halfway and think you're going to get a point. The ball has to go somewhere for it to count as a point. And in the same way, as we are pressing toward the mark, we also must be sure that we are precise in the way that we live our lives, the way that we give ourselves over to God. We must be precise. It is not a game. It's not a small thing. There's no kind of negotiating and just do what you can and let's hope for the best. No, 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 no. We're talking about your eternal destiny. This is a bigger deal than any World Cup. So I hope that you will consider that carefully with every decision that you make. Just consider the fact that this applies to your eternal fate, your eternal destination. It's not a small thing. So make your decisions wisely. Any other lessons that you may have learned from, whether it's the Rugby World Cup or just sporting in general, please do send those through to +27734703520. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back after our music takeover.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.